Toowoomba has the reputation of being a multicultural hub, and Darling Heights State School is punching above the average with 41 different cultures at that school. It's fabulous when you see all the kids interact there too. Last year, the Zonta Club of Toowoomba Garden City provided a donation to the Child Rights Fund. And Emma McTaggart, who you know here on ABC Southern Queensland, helped Year 4 students to write, produce and publish a book called Aquila's Necklace. Now, that book was launched yesterday afternoon and I was there. I sat down with Charmaine Searle from Zonta and Darling Heights students who were involved, well, one heavily involved, in Aquila's Necklace and the launch yesterday, Lily Ibrahim and Leah Meeskol.
We became involved with Darling Heights State School when Ricky Adams reached out to us to help with some funding for some books, and it grew from there. So we were really touched by the story of Darling Heights State School being 41 different cultures all together. So we helped out on that small project, and then it grew into a larger one after that.
And it's a really multicultural school, isn't it, Lily? Tell me, do you like going here and why?
I love this school because I just have a feeling that everyone like belongs in this school because it's multicultural. Also, there's a lot of fun activities. It's in the school, like a lot of fun activities like sports, art, dance, music, and even more.
And what did you do in the book?
I acted as Aquila.
But in the actual production of the book? Did you help write it or illustrate it? Or
no, Leah did. Leah helped, yeah.
But do you remember the classes, the workshops of developing it, or are you just doing the acting?
I was just doing the acting.
That looks very much like you on the front page.
Yeah.
That's good.
It's good. Leah, tell me about how you came up with the story. What does the necklace represent? You know, when you think about how diverse this school is, when I saw it performed, it seems like a bit of a symbol of unity, I suppose.
Well, the necklace really represents how well things can combine and how safe that places can be. The necklace kind of just represents a symbol of clarity, even though I don't know what that means. Just basically a symbol of just
coming together.
Just coming together, working together, getting along. Yeah, just that, yeah.
Is that what the school's like?
Yeah, it is. Very much like. Almost twins. Well, twins.
And so what was your part in the book?
I helped illustrate the book. I did parts of Aquila, Halima and Bakari. I also did the necklace.
Yeah.
And I also did some cake. I illustrated the cake.
That's fun. Is that what you want to do when you get older? Do something with art?
Not necessarily. Well, yeah, I was trying.
Are these kids in the school that you took them from?
No.
They just came out of your mind?
The mind.
Yeah?
The mind speaks. Well, I didn't come up with them. Emma did.
But you drew them after she told you about the characters?
Yes, I did.
Do you think, Lily, that you've learnt about other cultures at this school that you would not have otherwise known about?
Yeah, I did. Like, I didn't know what Hanukkah or Diwali meant. Like, I didn't know anything about it. And also some of my friends are, like, from different countries. So sometimes we even play this game where we say something in English and then we have to say it in, like, different languages. Like, maybe cats, I have to say it in my language and my friend has to say it in her language. And, like, we get to learn. I get to learn her language, she gets to learn mine.
And what are you hoping that this book will do from here? You're actually giving a lot of them away, aren't you?
Yes. So we're hoping to
spread the word,
maybe, distribute the book. We'd love to see other schools get involved in these sorts of projects. And, you know, I mean, it's Emma McTaggart's foundation, Child Rights. It's furthering, you know, those ideals of promoting literacy and authorship, you know, because most children in Australia can read, but not many become authors. So it would be really wonderful if some were inspired to do that later in life, yeah, or even sooner.
But you'd like to see projects like this happen elsewhere?
Oh, it would be really wonderful. I think when you see the children, the whole school getting involved in it and getting behind it, and it's their project. You know, the kids came up with the ideas, they workshopped everything together with Emmett and put it together. You know, that's just such a fantastic thing for not just a school spirit and a sense of community, but the belief that, yeah, well, we can do something like this. We can write a book. That's a pretty big deal. You guys are authors, so that's very cool.